Hey, I'm Waldeman, your guide. Welcome to Me in a Tree. Let's get you going. What's your name?
It's simple. Once the planet is hurt, it gathers spirit energy to heal the injury. The amount of energy gathered depends on the size of the injury. What would happen if there was an injury that threatened the very life of the planet? Think how much energy would be gathered. And at the center of that injury will be me.
Good job, Jack. You've landed outside radar cover, and the security team hasn't detected you yet. Jack, there's a communications antenna ahead. If you plant the transmission device, I'll be able to hack into Zephalia's security grid.
Do you believe in fairies? They are not as friendly as once thought. First they bite. It feels like a little pick, a sting on the skin. When it begins to glow, that is what you have to be careful of. Then you're in for quite a rush, my dear boy. You see, their glittery skin, their sprinkling wings, and glowing smiles. It's all just a trick. And they love to play tricks, especially on the ones that are fond of them. You think we are evil, we are devilish. These little girls, if you choose to call them that, are much more darker than we.
Welcome to Swordstone. You can grab your gear now. Look out! You may get lost if you go inside.
Finally, you have come, young master. I see that you are curious about your father. Allow me to introduce myself. I am the architect, Count Evergreen's loyal assistant. I created this castle as a sanctuary of happiness and peace. Many years ago, the streets of this town flourished with life and joy, until a demon cursed these lands as revenge for the broken deal. The Dark Heart took root in the castle and holds us captive.